This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Hey, y'all, it's the first Friday of the new year, and we're just getting warmed up, Super Don. Shake that booty. Shake that grandpa booty.
Yeah, no, probably not. Probably not shaking the booty.
You know, but I'm waiting for our webcam there at Super Don Central, and we'll get his grandpa booty shake. How's that for
you? No. Probably won't be any booty shaking on the webcam.
if you
pay me $5 a minute, maybe.
Right, I'm thinking of ways to increase viewership, and I thought that would be a sure thing.
No. That would do the opposite, I think.
Run away!
That would have the opposite effect.
Super Don shaking his coffee division booty.
Oh, stop.
Well, you know, I'm being extra silly today. We've got a great show, great lineup, of course. Ginger Taylor is going to be joining us. She's got a great new article on Age of Autism. We'll talk strategy in the new year, changing language and communicating the risks and dangers of vaccination. We got Jeffrey Jackson back talking more of the overt censorship happening out there on the things we're covering as well. And Dr. Frank King joining us to launch the Healing Revolution 2019 style. And a little reminder of if you're afraid of flu, don't be, but we have homeopathic options, very economical options for you. That's just some of the things we'll be doing today on the air, Super Don.
Yeah. So here we are, Friday, end of the week. We've got some cool stuff on the show today. We got Jeffrey Jackson on.
Mm-hmm.
Talking stuff. We got Ginger Taylor on, which we haven't had Ginger on in a long time. But I just got to point something out. I got up this morning and I was taking a look at the news, what's going on in the world. And, you know, the Democrats just recently took control of the House.
Yes.
And Nancy Pelosi got the gavel again.
Who would have known that Pelosi wouldn't be the crazy one?
Miscommunication.
Oh, my God.
Some of these stories I saw this morning about, you know, the very first day of these guys being in control, and you've got... It started off with this this lady, this Rashida Tlaib, I guess. She's out of, I think, Michigan.
Yes.
Giving a speech about how she wants to impeach Trump and says, we're going to impeach this mother blank.
Wow.
And,
that's decorum. First day. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, okay, well, I guess that's different. And then you've got Steve Cohen, who on the very first day is already, he wants to get rid of the Electoral College. He wants to abolish the Electoral College.
Which I don't think can be done by an act of Congress. That would be an amendment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you've got Ocasio-Cortez, our favorite socialist, who did an interview, I think it was for 60 Minutes, where saying she wants to raise the tax rates for wealthy people up to 70%.
Yes.
In order to fund some kind of a green movement or something thing. And she's comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln and FDR. And
wow.
I'm looking at this. Well, and meanwhile, you got Pelosi, mm-hmm. who is sitting there. You know, you got people acting crazy and dropping F bombs and stuff on the first day of you know, the House meeting. And she's just like, well, I just don't want to censor people. You know, that's just not really
right. The left is never into censoring conservative thought, right?
It's a crazy. It's like wow. It's like a frat party going on in Congress right now.
You're right.
It's insane. I think, and I have to say, my prediction is this is even going to get crazier.
Yeah,
because you got all these radical, crazy people that have, you know, on the Democrat side that now suddenly feel like they could rule the world, and I think they're going to kind of lose their minds for the next maybe, you know, few weeks until they realize that none of this crap that they're proposing is actually going to go through or work.
Right.
You know?
I want to try and find something nice to say, because, you know, I say you got to be nice a little bit. And I'll bring up Ocasio-Cortez on this, okay?
Yeah.
She's a bit Looney Tunes on the subject, but, again, avowed overt socialist. I want people to be who they are and state it. Be proud about it, right? Don't hide
right.
it. And
That's
she
true.
Said, I think she said this recently as well, that we got to stop with this, and I'm paraphrasing, we got to stop with this pretense that, you know, we're about fiscal responsibility. Just get rid of that. We just want to pay for everything. Let's just admit it and go on with our day.
Yeah.
I'll give her props for that. I just wish the Republicans would say the same thing, because
at least you know where she stands, right?
Right, right.
You don't have to sit there and try and wade through the weeds like you do with most politicians. She just comes right out there. And
right.
I get she's got some very youthful, optimistic activism going on.
Naivete,
which is something
a little bit, yeah.
You don't ever see that in Congress, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually very blah, decorum, whatever. And she's out there. Now, look, what she's proposing, it's not going to fly.
No.
I mean, it's not going to fly, but, you know.
She's crazy pants in that regard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I give her props for stepping up and just being who she is. That's fine. Okay? Folks, we can disagree, and we can observe, and we can point these things out and occasionally laugh, but of course it's a silly, silly, sad moment in our nation's history. But then again, the pretense that Congress is filled with highly intelligent human beings, that's long since passed. I mean, my gosh, Mark Twain commented on things like that in the 19th century. So let's get over it. And let's get over it. Let's go into question of the day.
Let's do it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our first question of the day, it's coming from Allison. Allison's writing in here, and she says, "Hi, RSB and Super D. I've been an avid listener for the last couple of years. I have 3 kids, all adopted, and all with vaccine injuries. Your advice has helped me and our kids in so many ways." You know, the only thing I have to correct always on this, we don't give advice here. We just give perspectives, information.
Right.
We want people to make informed decisions. We don't tell you what to do. We just give you options that you might not have known existed. And that's a subtle nuance, but an important one. So Allison continues. She says, "This morning my husband was diagnosed with probable thyroid cancer based on inconclusive biopsy results." They want, inconclusive. That's not
probable thyroid cancer from inconclusive
results. Yeah.
Second opinion.
Please. You've heard that many times, how often they are wrong about the diagnosis and rush you into treatment, destroy your thyroid, remove it, etc. They probably wouldn't propose that in this case, Super Don. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Let's get out the magic 8-ball.
Let's find out. Allison continues. They want him to have the node removed, and then if cancer is present, immediately take out the thyroid. Yeah, so typical, right?
Yeah.
I think you should consider high-dose innate response selenium and reading up on Ty's and Chris Barr's work. Is there anything else you would suggest? He's super scared and just wants it out. And I get that. Believe me, they scare you to such a degree that they're like, it's going to take over your body. Invasion of the Body Snatchers is going to eat you alive tomorrow, right? That's the game they play, these oncologists, to get you to have you remove body parts or go on massive doses of radiation or chemotherapy. And I'm glad you are there, Allison. You're the loving wife to your husband to help him out, hopefully see through this. Like Super Don said, please get a second or third opinion. But in the interim, yes, massive increase in selenium, 100% whole food selenium. The reasons we talk about selenium, we talk about it on the Christmas Day special, Selenium Spectacular, and replayed it on the New Year's Day show. Go back, have your husband listen to the Selenium Hour. That will be the most important hour he'll ever heard, especially as it relates to the thyroid. Now, iodine can be used as well in nascent form, but in the absence of selenium, it's almost worthless. So in conjunction with the selenium, homeopathic thyroidinum is the remedy, and homeopathic iodum, iodine in homeopathic form, also can be used, as well as the 100% whole food forms of chromium and silica. Chromium, of course, addresses energy metabolism, keeps the liver strong along with selenium to detoxify, and the selenium, of course, in conjunction with silica in this case, to protect you against metastasis, the spreading of cancer cells. Silica cannot be overlooked. So there you go. Go on the protocol. If you're not sure about it, you go to Facebook, and there's the Not a Nurse, Not a Doc group available to you. You can ask questions, have your husband engage there, and go on the full-on protocols, in addition, again, to, we say, homeopathic protocols. You know, and I would also say the frequencies, not only in homeopathy, but you can now program, I'm thinking out loud here very fast, my mind is moving, program the frequencies for the thyroid utilizing the Echo Water now, the newest versions that Paul Bertero and Synergy Science have.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll just say that when you get on the Facebook group with Chris,
yes,
they have all of those protocols downloadable.
Yes.
That you can just get all the information on that. So, and you know what, Allison, if you need some help in getting to that, write us back and we can get you a direct link on how to join that.
Beautiful, beautiful. And by the way, with the Echo Water, you've got the molecular hydrogen, which only enhances the functionality of the selenium in the system. And so many other things. Now with the frequencies you can program, you can say, I always want to say iodine with a thyroid, of course, but it's selenium iodine, but you can program thyroid frequencies from the Echo Water. And speaking of Echo Water, we have another question of the day. This is coming from Cynthia. She says, hi, fellows. We're fellows now. Every day I listen to your show, even on Saturday, I listen to the ones worth re-listening to, which, of course, are many, because we're not technically on live Saturday. But, yeah, that's a good day to catch up on your broadcast when we're taking a break. Go listen or re-listen. Dawn, she says, the links for Robert's Water on the January 2nd notes is not working. I didn't see anything on the side links to click either. I was looking for the EMF protection to carry on the things that you recommend. Thanks for keeping us on point. Because we talked about at Robert's Water, it will take you to SynergyScience.com. We'll also take you to the Key Home Technology and the Key Me Technology, QI, for EMF protection. So what do you think happened there, Super Don?
Well, I'm looking at the January 2nd notes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, Robert's Water. I'm looking for Robert's Water. Okay, here is Robert's Water.
Well, I think
if I click on that,
yeah,
is it Robert's Water?
It could be a www issue, because if you do www.robertswater, it won't go there.
Dude, I found what she's talking about here.
Okay.
So,
in real time.
Yeah, I'll make sure that gets
corrected.
So I'll get that fixed.
When you go, don't do the www. Just do robertswater.com. It'll take you to synergyscience.com.
Yes.
We're out of time for the moment. We're going to be back with more Powerful Healing, Ginger Taylor, then Jeffrey Jackson, then Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution, and Super Don will be back to wrap it up after that.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. You know, one of the few media outlets you have to discuss openly, honestly, with integrity, the vaccine issue is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, my 20th year of broadcasting on radio. It's kind of crazy. One of my friends for many years has been dealing with it for, you know, almost as long, just from a mom's perspective, having a son who is vaccine injured. Ginger Taylor, my good friend, and, you know, she goes back, to our days with our mutual friend, Liam Sheff, who, you know, spent some time up there with her family. And again, we are bonded, by many experiences, Ginger, and I welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
We have some things to overcome. I mean, some people say, well, how can it be happy? We're still dealing with vaccine injuries and corruption in government. It's like, you know what? If we lay it out that way, then there's no reason for anybody to ever be happy. We've got to find joy and light somewhere, anywhere in life, hopefully more places than not. But yet we acknowledge there are challenges and difficulties as we, you know, raise kids here in America. The vaccine tyranny is still doing battle, and in some cases seemingly winning. In some cases, we've been able to push back, and you're dealing with things specifically in Maine that can help other parents out there or activists to know what they can do in their states that might be similar, or even activities on the federal level. But, you know, I want to catch up with you. First of all, on your journey, how's your son doing? I know I've seen some great pictures of him, and you've done some amazing things with him.
You know, he's doing really well. He's 16 now. Happiest guy you'll ever meet. We're really fortunate in that respect. And we've seen we've done some really good therapies with him in the last couple of years. And we've seen, movement and growth and maturity and a desire to overcome, you know, he's very childlike and silly and funny and wanting to be a grown up now. And mom, how do I be a grown up? Because I want to be able to go out on my own and I want to be able to, have a job. And I'm like, great, so let's do everything we can. So we've seen a kind of a sea change in him and his attitude of looking toward the future. And so it's very encouraging. He's becoming a responsible young man. It's
wow.
exciting.
Well, and you know, considering, again, there are varying levels of injury, and some have been debilitated to such a degree that they'll never be adaptable to become adults and independent of parents, for instance. And that's a, you know, it's a disaster, but you know, we talk about a disaster waiting to happen for this entire country because there's no infrastructure to support that. So part of mm-hmm. your journey, of course, is inspiring others, much like I think Jenny McCarthy that we saw yesterday on Del Bigtree's show talking about, you know, there are ways we can remediate some of the injury or damage, if not all of it, if we get to it early enough. And that's a lifelong journey, seemingly.
Yeah, and it's funny, Jenny McCarthy's son and my son are almost the same age, like 2 months apart. And when we started out, Chandler was her son Evan was a little bit more impaired than Chandler was, because Chandler still had like two sentences, but Evan lost all his speech. And she had a lot of resources to be able to hit the ground running immediately. And so her son has recovered a little bit more than my son. So in recovery is, you know, it is different for every child, and so it's something that I've only met one person who couldn't have any level of recovery in her child, and it was her son was actually one of the first children who was operated on while he was still in utero. So he had very debilitating conditions in surgery and very risky surgery very early. But everybody else I've ever met, you know, can implement some sort of healing and some sort of recovery in their kids, if it's even just, you know, getting seizures down or getting some eye contact back or getting some language, or, you know, but we're fortunate that we got to come very far, I think, with our son. He's we don't know if he'll live on his own, but it's a possibility now. And sure. When he was two, I didn't have any hope that he would ever call me mommy again.
Wow. No, I mean, it's a stunning journey, folks. And Ginger Taylor has been writing extensively. She's been out speaking. She's quite an activist, quite an extraordinary family. Your husband Scott's been so supportive, so creative as well. He worked with Liam on projects, I remember. And again, I appreciate your willingness to speak out. One of the things, and I know we're up against our first break here, is changing the language. I would often talk about that on here on the radio. It's like, how do we transform the terrain so that we land the communication? We're trying to, you know, sound the warning for those that have not woken up. And one of those things is to use the language more efficiently.
Yeah, and we were starting a fight again in Maine in 2015. We came and tried to take our religious and philosophical exemptions. They're coming back again this year, so we're gearing up with our new legislator both to fight those bills, and we presented our own bill to turn the tables on them and say, no, you have a vast and horrible vaccine safety problem. You fix your, stop trying to fix us and compel us into a program that's broken and hurting people. You right. fix your program and we'll have a conversation again.
All right. Ginger, let's talk about that. We got to take a break here.
Okay.
How do we urge them to fix their program, if it's even fixable? Some would argue it's not, and I might agree with them, but let's talk about strategy in the new year here with Ginger Taylor. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and leaders from both sides of the aisle will be meeting over the weekend to hopefully iron out a deal that would get border security done and also end the partial government shutdown. After meeting on Friday with lawmakers, President Trump said the partial government shutdown would continue until border security is tackled.
No, we won't be opening until it's solved. We think this is a much bigger problem. The border is a much more dangerous problem. It's a much bigger problem. It's a problem of national security. It's a problem of terrorists.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the Democrats are playing politics with the shutdown.
The package presented by the House's new Democratic leaders yesterday can only be seen as a time-wasting act of political posturing.
U.S. employers added 312,000 jobs in the month of December. This made Wall Street happy as the Dow closed up 740 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Ginger Taylor and all the work that she's doing. We're talking about Maine specifically, but also it'll impact other states, as I've talked about, whether it be Healthy People 2020. Our good friend Sherry Tenpenny talks about that, adult vaccine mandates. I've talked about Real ID 2020 and how that relates to what's happening in Argentina with vaccine mandates tied to driver's licenses and passports. It's coming to America, folks. But on the state level, maybe we can achieve more than on the federal level. Let's see what's going on in Maine.
Well, you know, they're coming back for our exemptions again. We did this in 2015, and we were the first state. I think there were 36 states that they came after that year. And we were the first state to really say, you know, we're going to stop playing defense and we're going to go on offense. And what we did was we introduced our own bill called the Maine Consumer Vaccine Protection Act that set regulations on doctors on what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say. They're not allowed to lie about vaccines. They're not allowed to go uneducated on the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. They're not allowed to say vaccines are safe. That is not a legally, it's not true legally, it's not true factually, it's nobody's experience. The fact that open fraud exists to any medical standard, much less the true standard that we hold in our community, it's absurd. So the fact that they have no, they can really do whatever they want and say whatever they want. They don't have, when a vaccine injury is reported, they don't have to do anything about it. They don't have to do an evaluation. They can just go, huh, that's interesting. And because of that, the standard of care for vaccine injury is medical neglect. It is the standard of care to do nothing. And that's not okay. If I go in with a child with a broken leg and say, doc, I think you broke his leg, fell off his bike. And the doctor goes, huh, yeah, that's interesting. And then sends us home. That's legally actionable. Why is it okay with vaccine injury? So we have brought our own bill that really addresses that part of the system. And it says, hey, state, given the fact that my right to sue has been taken away, my Seventh Amendment right to, you know, going to a jury and saying, I've been defrauded, we've been hurt, we need to be paid by this company, that's been removed. So if you're going to participate in that kind of a program, here's what you need to do at state to try to at least have a baseline of responsibility, of trying, you know, pretension of protecting people who are choosing to engage in this program. First of all, you don't have to engage in the program. And we have, you know, we've gone through this for years, and we had a great success in that. Our state legislature, our hearings are a little bit different because we're a smaller state. And like in California, nobody can testify unless they're invited. But in Maine, the tradition is everybody gets 3 minutes in front of the microphone in front of the health committee. So we spent from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. parading nonstop, no breaks, parading families in and out of the hearing room, telling their stories, talking about the fact that there's no liability. No one can sue. The doctors can knowingly lie about vaccine safety and efficacy, but also just be, not even know what they're talking about, just make things up on the fly because they sound good. Well-meaning doctors who think they know what they're talking about are giving out false information and committing fraud because they're not even basically educated on it. And what happened was, by the beginning of the day, most of that committee was on board with removing exemptions. By the end of the day, they voted down the bill to remove our exemptions and decided that our bill had some merit. They really didn't know what to do with it. So they boiled it down to one point that said, hey, you know what? We at least need to have the vaccine injury compensation program on our State Department health website. And when the legislative session was over, that passed, and it was the only thing that passed. So the vaccine injury came to fight in Maine, and they lost inches. They didn't gain a foot. They didn't gain a yard. They didn't make a touchdown. They lost ground. And that's our goal in Maine this time again, is for them to hate coming back here because every time they come, they should lose ground. But it took a whole day of hearing dozens of parents say, I can't sue, vaccine makers have no liability. And then even the liberal, you know, vaccine proponents on the committee went, oh, they can't sue. But it took a whole day
right
for them to get that. So we want to cut that down. So what we've decided is, this time in Maine, the only way we're going to talk about vaccines, the word vaccine is dead. We are only going to talk about liability-free vaccines. Because the product that I got when I was a child is no longer fundamentally the same product. The atmosphere is different. The accountability is gone. And they shouldn't be considered the same thing. And people who, the new chair of our committee is now of an elderly physician who we tried to talk to, and he literally can't hear anything we say. He just goes, well, it doesn't sound right, and then wanders off.
Wow.
And so I'm thinking, how do I get this guy to understand the products he delivered are not the same products being delivered now, not even in quality and quantity, but they're not in the same category. They should not be able to have the same label. So we've decided to change our language. And I wrote a piece on Age of Autism called Liability-Free Vaccine. And I'm only going to talk about liability-free vaccines anymore. But the word vaccine needs to go away, and that language needs to now be pronounced liability-free vaccines. And it's part of a whole change that we need to work on.
Well, what you're saying, Ginger, again, is using language to reach people who were previously not reachable. Now, we're not saying that this is the panacea, that everybody suddenly is going to be reached, but perhaps a doctor that has been vaccinating for years, going back into the era prior to 1986 when the passage of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act came into being, when we got 2, 3, 4 vaccines as children, right? When there was ability to sue manufacturers at that point, should there be an injury or worse? The difference being now you can't. So we've also got to go to the level of the Supreme Court that says vaccines are inherently unsafe. It's by definition. So that also poses limitations on action, if you will, should an injury occur, even going beyond the issues of fraud that has taken place at the CDC and other areas. So, we are constantly challenged to how do we push back on this monstrosity. And I would call it, dare say I call it, my Jewish brothers and sisters get mad at me sometimes when I say that, it's a vaccine holocaust. So we've got to use every ability we have to modify our language to land the communication for those that previously have been unable to hear us.
Mm-hmm. And we live in the world of the elevator pitch, right? We live in the world of the tweet. If you can't say it in 70 words, their attention span is lost. So we needed a whole day to get that through to legislators. And I'm like, how do we cut that down to two conversations with legislators? You know, and hearing parents say liability-free vaccine, liability-free vaccine, liability-free vaccine, mm-hmm. we'll get that there quicker so that they can understand, oh, this is not what I think it is. This is a whole different discussion.
Ginger, because of your success previously in Maine, why would they go back and target you? Why wouldn't they go to another state to try and set precedent like, California? Can we get another SB 277 passed or an AB 2109?
You know what? That is a great question because they have no argument. When, you mentioned Healthy People 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The goals for Healthy People 2020 are 95% uptake and Maine has 95, 97, and 97% uptake for the vaccines being measured. So we are 2 years ahead of time. We met Healthy People 2020. There hasn't been a case of measles. There's been no Mainer with measles in more than 20 years. I mean, they have no argument for Maine. So we are asking the same question. I'm like, every time you do this, you cut your throat. You bring more people into the fight. You lost last time. What is there to gain here? So we don't know. We're waiting to see the bill language. We're waiting to see what their arguments are. But their arguments were so bad last time. Why did they come back? I don't know. The only thing that we can think of is, we have our governor was a Republican and now is a Democrat, and both houses are now Democratic. So if they think that these are softer targets,
it worked in California. We've talked about the Democrat leftist abandoning the religion of their youth to adopt the religion of scientism, or as Liam often said, sci-fiantism, because it's science fiction, this church, mm-hmm. so to speak, of pharmaceutical mysticism. So I think that might be one of the reasons, as I ask and you answer, why they would target Maine, because they have more success with Democrats in violating the rights of the family than they do with Republicans. And Republicans have their own set of problems, granted, but on this issue, by and large, they're less likely to succumb to this totalitarian medical mandate.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is, Maine is not California. Mm-hmm. Our legislators can't hide from us. They're just in the hallways. Everybody knows everybody else in Maine. You are 2 degrees of separation from every other person in the state. There's only 1.2 million people here. So it doesn't work like big states do, certainly not California. So, we have an uphill battle, and they may just decide, we are going to lockstep. Because Democrats more often will vote in lockstep. But again, here it's much more unlikely because we've already started talking to some Democrats who are like, yeah, no, I'm not okay with this. I'm with you guys. Mm-hmm. And so we are already getting a better response just starting out than we were worried that we would have. But we'll see. And they may just, they may just ram it through, in which case, we have, then there's a whole another level of mm-hmm. action we can start taking. If we lose, we're still optimistic that we are going to educate people. I don't know that we're going to lose. We're going to see, and we're certainly going to put up a fight. And Maine, in our little state, we've become a leader in how do we turn this around on them.
Right.
And this conversation is interesting. You brought up Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah.
When I published a piece in Age of Autism last week saying liability-free vaccine, because about the discussion of changing this and changing language. Sherry, and it started this great discussion rolling, and Sherry Tenpenny wrote back and was like, this is amazing. We need to talk about this more. And, we should be also referring to all of these as liability-free products. And I said, and we should have been, we shouldn't be calling, letting them get away with saying vaccine preventable illness. We can call it vaccine targeted illness. And she's like, no, we need to stop saying disease and call it infection because these aren't diseases. You don't have measles for years. You're sick for 2 weeks and almost everybody gets better. So we started this conversation and it got very big, and I'm actually behind on the conversation. So we're kind of writing new lexicon on how to talk about these products in modern reality. You know, we need to refer to vaccines as either liability-free vaccines or unavoidably unsafe vaccines.
Right, right, yes.
Because those are legally factual things. There's no, people will say,
there's no,
you know,
controversy
we'll
there in reality.
Yeah, there's none. Yeah, people could say, well, we'll call them toxic vaccines. I'm like, well, that's true, but you're going to get into an argument. There's no, this, you know, unavoidably unsafe vaccine per Congress. Boom. The Supreme Court agreed. They based their decision on the fact that Congress has labeled them unavoidably unsafe vaccines. Sherry is very big on, you know, we need to call this entire liability-free products because they're products. They're not, you know, it's not that vaccine. It's like a sacrosanct, you know, thing that saves humanity. They're just medical products.
These are products that are being sold out of profit with no liability should they injure or kill you or your children. And again, the adult vaccine mandates are on target. And that relates to something that I've called Real ID 2020. And that's something the states could push back on. But much like in the history of the states when they've succumbed to the federal government, like 55-mile-an-hour speed limits will withhold your highway funds if you don't comply. Similarly, now they're holding hostage the states and the people by saying, well, if you don't comply with Real ID 2020 by October 2020, then your people with your driver's licenses, et cetera, will not be able to enter federal buildings, will not be able to fly on airplanes. And this is why I say what's happened in Argentina is inevitably going to come to America unless y'all step up and stop it. We'll talk about it with Ginger Taylor. And her article, Age of Autism, there is available through robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the goals and roles here, I believe, the Robert Scott Bell Show is that is bringing the power to heal back to you. And it's not like I'm giving it to you. I'm just reminding you it's yours. And like our friends at the 10th Amendment Center are saying, hey, you know what? The states have more power than the feds when the feds violate the Constitution, and the people ultimately can nullify. The question is, do you believe and perceive you have that power? And if so, what will you do about it? Ginger, I know you believe and perceive it. Now, what are we going to do about it?
Well, you know, I think that we forget, because we are Americans, we forget that we have dual citizenship. I am a citizen of Maine, and I'm a citizen of the United States. And the federal government draws its power from my state. And my state is a small country. We are not one country. We're 50 small countries in a union. And I don't think we think about that enough. We think, I've got to target Washington. But nobody can get to Washington. If you can get there, you can't get them to listen to you. But in your state, your voice is exponentially louder. You have your activism is much more powerful. So right now, every state in the country has vaccine choice, health freedom, the people who are going to the legislature working on these issues. If you're not a part of a state group, be a part of a state group. You have to be a part of at least one state group to stay in the know of what's going to happen in your town, because the national news is not going to cover this stuff for you. We need local activism. And the other thing is, what you can find out and learn in your state, we can't do at the federal level. You know, you can walk into your state health department and say, I need you to tell me why my doctor can say a vaccine is safe when they are legally unavoidably unsafe. Can you answer that question to me? You can go to your state medical board and file a complaint and say, you know what, I was harassed into a product that I don't want and I believe will injure my child. How is that legal? And we need to start realizing we have state legislators, we have state medical boards, we have state health departments, we have state vaccine programs. When we talk about the National Immunization Program, which has changed its name to the National Vaccine Plan, because, again, they can't promise immunization, you know, they set a goal and they make recommendations, but your state vaccine program is actually the accountable entity. They're the ones that are putting this in place and enforcing it. So we're going after the people who recommend, but not the people who are responsible. So start going after your state immunization program, or the Maine immunization program, or the California vaccine program. Whatever your state is, let them know your face and your name, and say, you know what, this is not true. If you have the means and resources to start filing legal claims and FOIA requests, and lawsuits against your state organizations that are committing fraud, please do it.
Yeah.
I don't have that, and we need to start suing every state because it's the states that are implementing the bad policy.
Yeah, and based on fraudulent data, fraudulent science, corruption at the highest levels, and you know, a lot of ignorant doctors. I'm not saying every doctor is complicit knowingly, but they have been programmed so completely that, as you said earlier, Ginger, you can speak about these things and they can't hear you. And that's a programming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Helsinki syndrome. They've been programmed, they've been captured, and now they are blinded by their programming. So that's what we have to overcome here. And, of course, the mass programming of the population is evidenced by, even in Little Maine, 93, 95, 97% compliance with the vaccine schedule thrown out by the CDC based on no real science. So we've got a lot to overcome still.
Yeah, and we have a disadvantage in that we're so scattered. You know, we don't have one big organization. But again, that also ends up being a help to us because they can't target, you know, one big organization, right? We have small bands of activists. So find the people in your area who are like, you know what, I know how to file a FOIA request for my state, and I'm going to be the FOIA person for my state. And we're going to ask every question that we, you know, all the questions that we want a big CDC to answer. Your local health department, CDC, vaccine program, they're the ones actually responsible for implementing that. If they don't know the science behind why they're implementing that, mm-hmm. that's a problem. Get them on record saying, well, we don't know. That's just what CDC says we should do. Well, they're wrong. And then you can go back and say, here's where they're being sued. Here's where they've never complied with the law for 32 years to do their vaccine safety diligence. According to the 86 Act, here's the Thompson scandal. Here's the Beerschotten scandal.
And
then you go back and say, look, CDC's embroiled in this. I don't care what CDC says. You're implementing this program, Maine. Tell me why.
Hey, y'all, if you don't do these things, then we're subject to being complicit in allowing more children to be harmed, injured, and even killed by the vaccine industrial complex. Folks, don't be part of that. Ginger Taylor, love you. Appreciate you so much, all of your activism. And I'm so glad that Chandler's doing so well and that you guys are living examples for others to do better. So thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you for being our voice and echoing the vaccine injury parents message out there. We are really grateful.
You got it. We got a whole lot more healing to go. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.